You guys voted to hear me talk about my dating stories above all other topics for whatever reason. So I'm going to do this podcast right here. And based upon the feedback that I get from you guys on this podcast, I may or may not decide to do future podcasts in the same vein where I talk about my dating stories. So we'll see how it goes. But for now, let's get into this one. Now, all of us, to one degree or another, are genetically predisposed to be attracted to members of our own race. We are genetically predisposed to be attracted to certain physical characteristics that are most prevalent within our own race, or most common within our own race. For example, as with most black men, I'm attracted to girls with big booties, big bums, big ass, a back off, a bumper, whatever you want to call it. If a girl's got a big booty, I'm there. Now, it can't just be any old big booty. It has to be the right shape. It has to be with a small waist. You know, that kind of Jessica Rabbit type situation in terms of the body shape. That's what we're looking for. I've always been attracted to that from when I was young. It's genetic. Now, I'll say all that to say this. Around maybe 2006, I was on MySpace and I came across this girl who had the best body I'd ever seen in my life up until that point. So, you know, up until 2006, 2007, whenever it was, that was the best body I'd ever seen in my life. So naturally, I tried to holler at this girl on MySpace. This is back when MySpace was still popping. Tried to holler at the girl, thinking I wouldn't get no response. To my amazement, she actually responded. And I got chatting to the girl. We exchanged contact details. I think we were just talking on MSN for a while. I don't think we exchanged phone numbers right away. So we were talking on MSN. I didn't get to meet her straight away because I went to go live abroad. I was living abroad for over a year, I think it was. So while I was abroad, we were still chatting on MSN and whatever and, you know, talking about we'd link up when I get back. So eventually I got back and I met up with the girl and I was even more impressed with the way she looked in person than she looked in her pictures. So I was very excited and I was like, whoa, you know, this is going to be a once in a lifetime type situation. Now, to put it in perspective, for those of you who like me, like girls with this kind of body, trust me when I tell you this, you have never in your life, not in real life, seen a girl with a body like that. You've never seen it. I'm telling you now, this girl, her body is famous in certain parts of South London because she can't walk road without guys beeping, stopping their car, getting out of their car, rushing over to her saying, I can't believe it. Can I take a picture with you, please? I'm telling you now, this is what happens to this girl because her body is that crazy. She gets girls coming up to her saying, sorry, but your body is incredible. That's how, I'm telling you now, you've never seen a girl with a booty like this in your life, not in real life. And it's not fake neither. It's not one of these ugly bodies where they've got implants in and all that kind of nonsense where it just looks fake and artificial. No, this girl's natural, slim waist, massive booty. She's a short girl as well. She's only about 5 foot tall. So crazy body, pretty face, just off the heezy. You know what I mean? Crazy. So I met this girl in real life. I was impressed. We started chatting or whatever. Obviously, I'm trying to assess her character, but as a man, you know, your hormones kick in when you see a girl who is especially attractive. So I'm chatting to the girl. I'm trying to reach my end goal, obviously. But after we met that time, a week or so later, when I tried to holler at her again, she started blanking me. Somehow she went missing. Anyway, a few days later, she got back to me. She texted me and she said, look, I'm actually on and off with this guy. So I'm sorry for leading you on and this, that, and the other. But yeah, I've been on and off with this guy for a few years. That's when she came clean to me that she really had a man. So I looked at that and thought, wow, this girl's shady. So I left it there for a while and just kept her at a distance. We were just platonic, casual friends that would occasionally exchange texts, occasionally talk on MSN or, you know, phone calls or whatever. So anyway, years later, out of the blue, this girl started texting me. And I hadn't seen this girl. I'd only ever seen her once. Remember this. And we didn't talk that frequently. But she started texting me, saying all kinds of random stuff. Like, can I come round to your house? Can I come and spend the night with you? Like, what kind of person says these things randomly? We'd never really spoken on that kind of level before. You know, we'd flirted and whatnot, but we'd never really been, you know, on that level where we're talking about spending the night and all this kind of business. And that's what this girl was saying. And can I come round and spend the night at your house and this, that, and the other? And around the same time, it was my birthday. So when my birthday came, the girl sent me some video clips of her in, like, lingerie doing her thing, like, gyrating and all kind of business. You get me? I still got the video clip, by the way. Free video clip she sent me saying happy birthday in the email, right? And I was taken aback by this. She was really trying hard, desperately, to come round to my house and get down. Now, I'm a naturally suspicious and cautious person. Any other guy would have been all over that, like white on rice. But because this was very out of character for the girl and it was out of the blue, I became very, very suspicious. And I turned it down. I told her that I'm busy or I've got this or that to do. You know, even though I wanted this girl physically because her body was incredible, something told me that this situation is dodgy. Something is not right here. So anyway, that was what that was. I didn't speak to the girl again for several months. But after a few months, I want to say 3-4 months, somehow I got chatting to the girl again. And I found out that she was pregnant. When I asked her how many months she was pregnant, I figured out that the time when she conceived was around the time that she was trying to come to my house and spend the night. This girl, the reason that she did what she did is because she got pregnant for her on-off boyfriend. And she was hoping to pin the baby on me. That's what this flipping girl did. You gotta be careful with these Billie Jean hoes. That's what I call them, Billie Jean hoes. You know about the Michael Jackson song, Billie Jean, where the girl tried to pin a baby on him. That's what this girl was hoping to do to me. And if I wasn't a wily, smart individual who just lets my dick lead me everywhere, like a lot of men, I would have got caught out in that situation. I would have ended up with a baby that weren't even mine. And the thing is her baby dad looks a bit like me. Like, he's got same kind of complexion. You understand? Like, he looks quite similar to me. Because I've seen pictures of him before, right? So that girl was really hoping to pin it on me. And in general, when it comes to dealing with, I'll get onto this maybe in a separate podcast, but when it comes to dealing with single mums, there are certain things you need to look out for. Me personally, I don't deal with single mums no more. I've done it a couple times in the past. I won't do it no more. Anyway, when I found out this girl had tried to do that to me, I didn't flip out. I kept my calm because at the end of the day, I still wanted to smash. But I understood that I had to be very careful with this girl because she's dodgy as hell. Now, I remember talking to the girl about whatever. We're talking about life and relationships and whatever on the phone. This is after this, maybe a month or so or 2 months. I don't know what it was. And she started talking about her baby dad. And we were talking about love. And she said, oh, my baby dad, I think he loves me, unfortunately. And I thought, wow, what kind of attitude is that? You know, I think this is when she'd already had the child. So let's say, you know, 12 months after she tried to snare me, she had the child and whatever, and she was talking about her baby dad, and she said, oh, unfortunately, he loves me or whatever. And in my head, I was thinking, wow, what a cold and callous bitch to have that kind of attitude towards the mother, towards the father of your child. Unfortunately, he loves me. What kind of attitude is that? And this guy was still trying to be with her and, you know, what have you, be in a relationship with her, and she was just trying to see other guys all over the place, trying to holler at me and holler at whoever, you know? I thought, what a callous, ruthless... I mean, what she tried to do to me was callous and ruthless. You get what I'm saying? This girl's got no scruples at all. But anyway, I kept chatting to her. And eventually, I ended up moving to the area where she lives in South London. I was, you know, I'm from South London anyway, but I moved to this particular area where she was from and where she lives. And I, you know, I didn't move there because of her. I just moved there because that's just where I ended up. And when she found out that I was living there, it all started again. The girl started talking about, can she come round to my house and where do I live and this, that, and the other. And eventually, you know, I invited her round. And she was coming round all the time. She was driving round because she just lived up the road. She was driving around constantly and, you know, trying to get her family members to look after her child. By this time, the child's like a couple years old. And the baby dad is still trying to be with her and she's still on and off with him. But yeah, I guess at this point, it was a moment where she was off with him and she was trying to come around to my house. She was cooking for me, bringing me food all the time. And I knew what the situation was. You know, she was even talking about moving in with me. She was saying, should we get a flat together? Remember, at this point, I'd only met the girl in person once prior to moving to her area. Yeah, I'd only met her in person once. And so when I moved to her area, I saw her a few times. We hadn't done anything. We just, you know, hung out or whatever. I saw her a few times and she's talking about moving in with me. Like, let's get a flat together. Okay, so this is not normal behavior. So anyway, she's cooking for me. She's doing this and that for me. Going in. Constantly coming around. Constantly chatting to me and all this kind of business. And eventually, whatever happens, happens. And my experience, you know, her body weren't as good as it was before the child. That's one thing when you're dealing with single moms. So her body weren't as good. And on top of that, sometimes girls who look the best are not really what you think they're going to be or hope they're going to be in the bedroom. So it wasn't really a particularly memorable experience. It wasn't unpleasant, but it was whatever. It weren't as good as my imagination had made it to be, you know. It wasn't as good as I'd imagined it might be. So after that, long story short, I found out that she was basically trying to use me to make her baby dad jealous. Because she was inviting me around to her house. She was trying to have me around her son and all this kind of business. And after whatever happened, I found out that she was still seeing the baby dad. And as I say, bringing me around her house and all that kind of business was just a way of trying to make him jealous, of trying to get to him. And that wasn't the first time that a single mom has tried to do that. So maybe I'll do a separate podcast about the perils of dating single moms. But yeah, that's what she tried to do. And when I found out what it was, I was out of there. And the girl said to me, oh, but, you know, why are you locking me off? This, that, and the other. Don't you still want to be friends? And I was like, look, you're not going to drag me into no love triangle. You understand? I don't do that. I don't want to be in a situation where I'm being played, because that's basically what she was trying to do. She was trying to play us off against each other. I'm not into that. You get me? I mean, I was never with her anyway. I was never like her man or trying to be her man. I was just trying to smash and get some free food, because I realized she wasn't a good person a long time ago. When I realized she weren't a good person, that's it. All bets were off and I'm just looking to smash and exploit her in whatever way I can. Yeah. Fair game as far as I'm concerned. If she was a good person, I'd never treat her in that way. But because I realized she was a bad person, then yeah, I'm just going to try and use her for what I can use her for. So, yeah, I told her, nah, we can't be friends. We can't be nothing. What's done is done. I mean, there was nothing really to go back for anyway, because I'd been there, I'd smashed it, and it was nothing special. You know, her food was decent, but nothing amazing. I can go to other girls for that kind of food. You know? But the moral of the story is, as a guy, you got to think with your mind, with the head that's on your shoulders and not the head that's in between your legs. Because if I hadn't been so smart, I could have got caught out in that situation. I could have got trapped in a love triangle. I could have ended up with a child that's not even mine, not realizing it's not mine. Because loads of girls do this. They know that it's not a particular guy's child. But because they like that guy, they're going to try to pin the baby on him. It could have got violent between me and the baby dad. That happens a lot. Particularly and unfortunately in the black community. That happens a lot. All over some dumb bitch. So, yeah. Beware of Billie Jean hoes. Be careful out there, people. And the perils of dating single mums. I have a few more stories, but they're all pretty similar, to be honest. They're all situations where the girl tried to use me to make the baby dad jealous. And in fact, on one of those occasions, when I was going to go meet this girl who I've been talking to for a while and been meeting up and whatever, I went to go meet her and she stood me up like she wasn't there. And I was ringing her phone and there was no answer. This is a different girl, obviously. And eventually she called back right when I was about to leave the place where we were going to meet. It was some public place. And right when I was about to leave, I got a call back. So I answered and it was a man's voice on the phone saying, you know, this is her baby dad. And he was actually cool. He actually didn't try to come across as aggressive. I guess he weren't really built like that. You know, he weren't really built for war. So he didn't really try to come across as aggressive or threatening or anything. But all he said to me was, look, she's trying to use me. Well, he said, whenever she's not happy with me, she goes to you. And whenever she's not happy with you, she comes to me. She's trying to play us off against each other. This is what the guy said to me on the phone. And I was like, you know what? I respect that. You know, because he didn't try to come across like some tough guy or threaten me or anything like that. He just told me what it was and told me how manipulative the girl was. And so I was like, cool. And I locked her off from then. And again, she tried to holler at me. She tried to do whatever, whatever. And this is the problem that I've found with single mums. You know, that they will try and use you to make their baby dad jealous. It's happened another time as well, other than the times I've just described, a couple of other times. So these days I don't deal with single moms at all. I don't go there. Yeah, I know other guys who do. One of my friends, he's settled down and he's got other kids with a girl who was a single mum when he met her. And they seem to be very happy. So I'm not saying it can't work, but for me personally, there are plenty of other fish in the sea. I don't need to go for single mums. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes single mums are more attainable because they feel less desirable, and they are less desirable because a lot of guys are like me now. A lot of guys say, well, now that I found out you got kids, I'm not interested no more. And that makes single mums have to compromise, and they can be a bit desperate, single mums, sometimes. So it makes them more accessible. But in my experience, it's usually not worth it. You know, maybe when you're in your 40s or 50s, it's very different because the woman has got kids that are adults. So it's not an issue no more. But when you're talking about a single mom who's got very young kids, that means the baby dad is still floating around. That means she may well still have some kind of relationship with the baby dad. And even if she don't, she might be still trying to use you to make the baby dad jealous. You know? Anyway, I'm going to close this out right here. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. I do have other dating stories, countless other dating stories, which I may divulge depending on how you guys enjoyed this one. We'll see. But for now, I'll catch you guys on Thursday for Confessions of a Nightclub Bouncer part. What part are we on? Part 4 or part 5? I think we might be on part 5. Whatever part it is, I'll catch you guys for Confessions of a Nightclub Bouncer on Thursday. So leave me some comments. Let me know about some of your dating stories. Some of the crazy things that girls are trying to do to you. Or maybe guys. Because there are a couple girls who are subscribed to me here on Patreon. Shout out to the girls. You know, maybe you got some crazy stories about guys. Let me know in the comment section, people. It's happening, I'm out.